Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Did you know that the courts ruled in North Carolina in a commissioner's meeting, according to CBN News, that they are ruled that they can't pray in Jesus' name anymore?
Really?
They cannot pray in Jesus' name anymore. You're thinking,
who can't pray?
The county commissioners. The county commissioners in Rowan County. It's Rowan County, North Carolina. This is what they said. The judge blocks the prayer for the North Carolina county here. They can't open their meetings with a prayer to Jesus Christ. A federal judge issued a preliminary injunction barring the prayers in response to a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. The suit filed on behalf of three county residents.
Wow. Three.
Three.
Did you ever think of moving? You know what I'm saying?
It's wild.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say. Did you ever think of moving to 666 Hell Street? Anyway, the suit filed on behalf of three county residents claimed that opening a government meeting with the prayers of just one faith violates the U.S. Constitution. No, it doesn't, by the way. Rowan County commissioners are seeking legal advice in response to this. You know, you need to call the ACLU, Jay.
For real.
Exactly.
You know, call him up and talk to him, not the ACLU. And Jay Sekulow. And his website is aclj.org, I believe. Or just type in Jay Sekulow and it comes up. Or go to vfntv.com and click on links. And I think you'll see it there as well.
Yeah.
And they represent, you know, believers in the, you know, the gospel in our country quite often in the courts and won a lot of great cases.
Did you say Rowan County?
Yeah, Rowan County.
Well, just go ahead and put them on the map and see how it goes if they continue not to open their meetings with prayer. I mean, it's not good. You take Jesus out. What do you expect going to happen?
I was just down there with our commissioners and prayed in the name of, in the Jesus name.
Hey.
That's right.
And, of course, they're all for it. And but it's just like, you know, three people in a county, and it's like, you know, you need your own little state. You need your own little county, your own little state, so we can see the line of demarcation between Haiti and, what's next to Haiti?
Dominican Republic.
You can literally see a line of fruitfulness when governments go the demonic route, not the people per se, but the governments go, and then you have the Dominican Republic, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at Google Earth and just go all the way down and look at the difference, the same piece of land. And what happens is this will really help you out if you get your own state, your own country and stuff, because then you're going to be able to find out that you've been living in the fruit of God that you deny. But when you deny God and your government denies God and all those folks are together with you, you're going to find out, hey, there's a difference here.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can leave Haiti and go to the Dominican Republic. You can leave your, you know, that would help you out. But the fact that you're living in the context of God's blessing is throwing you off, thinking you had something to do with it.
Like a child laying down the law in their parents' house. It's like, wait a minute. You have no law to lay down. This is our home here.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.